and welcome to Mellery Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorns have a friend down the lane.
Yes, once again, the Armed Forces Radio Service welcomes you to Mellery Ranch with America's favorite cowboy. And now here he is singing one of your favorite Western tunes, the boss man himself, Gene Autry.
I'm going to hide away far out on that Utah trail. Moonlight is bright as day far out on that Utah trail. There's where I'll settle down in peace where all is still. In a little hut just built for two, tucked away in the heart of a hill. There, neath the skies of blue in the golden summertime. Out where my friends are true and all nature is in rhyme. Someone is waiting with a love that never fails. Waiting patiently to welcome me far out on that Utah trail.
I'm gonna hide away far on that Utah trail.
Saturday night Melody Ranch party. Yes, sir, the gang's all here, and in just a second or two, we'll get on with the fun. But right now...
I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away. Will you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So, darling, please wait for me. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So, darling, please wait for me.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. And now...
Hey, Mr. Artery, guess who just come in that door there?
Who?
Wendy Wilson, that pillar of truth.
Oh, brother.
Here he comes in.
Hi there, Buckles. What's going on around here?
Well, hi, Wendy. What's new with you?
Well, yeah, hello there, old-timer. Where you been keeping yourself?
Just heading into market, Buckles. Got me the dog-dangest crop you ever saw this year. Here, look at this. Why, there ain't nobody can grow stuff that big.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's so big about this pumpkin?
Nothing, except that ain't no pumpkin, son. That's a grape.
Been living here in California. California too long. Look, Winnie, do you always have to exaggerate?
I ain't exaggerating, Bucko. I just happen to grow the best crops and raise the finest animals around, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I say I got livestock that can produce more than yours can any day. Well, I got one cow that's a world champion, brother.
I doubt it, son. I doubt it.
Well, I ain't seen none that could top her. For instance, I took that cow out one day and showed her Boulder Dam, and you know what she did? She took one look at it, and she said, "That's a big bottle, but I'll fill it."
Well, here we go again.
Say, all kidding aside, Buckos, the West just ain't what it used to be, is it? Too many confound laws these days.
What do you mean, Wendy? I know I'll hate myself for asking, but go ahead.
Me and them game wardens, Bucko, I was down at Cactus Creek the other day frying up a couple of fish in my frying pan when one of them come up and pointed to a no fishing sign. So naturally, I told him I hadn't caught those fish and he was going to arrest me.
Hold it now, hold it. Pull up your reins there. What do you mean you weren't fishing? If you weren't fishing, how did those fish get in your frying pan?
Suicide catch. There ain't no better fisherman in the world than me.
Yeah, well, I'll bet I know more about fishing than you ever did.
That's a pretty big statement, son.
Well, I can back it up. Why, we used to catch fish in the winter when the lakes was froze over solid. Of course, we had a special way of doing it. See, first we'd cut a hole in the ice there.
Well, that was right clever of you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Bubblegum, he
then we'd, now, we'd cut this hole in the ice, then we'd throw watermelon in the water in there.
Watermelon?
Yeah. That way the fish would get their mouth full of seeds, and when they'd stick their head through the hole to go, we'd club them.
Oh.
And you could send some roses too. Well, I don't want a room full of roses. I just want my arms full of you.
And if you took the pills and you tore them all apart, you'd be carrying
if someday you're feeling blue, and you could send some roses too, well, I don't want a room full of roses.
I just want my arms full of you.
Well, thank you very, very much for that game. I think I'll take tomorrow off and learn that song, Buttram.
Hey, I got a question I've been meaning to ask you for a long time, Miss Artery.
You have?
Yeah. Where did you get that old battered guitar that you got hung up over the fireplace? One that looks like it's been through a stampede.
You mean you really don't know the story behind that guitar?
Story? What story? Should I tell him?
Might as well, Gene. He'll hound you to death if you don't.
You're cotton picking right, I will.
Well, okay. Just lean back then, Pat, and I'll tell you why that guitar means so much to me. You see, it saved my life. It all began one day when Johnny and I were riding back and doing a little fencing. In fact, I remember we had just come through Horseshoe Pass and were heading for the river when all of a sudden...
Champ, what's the matter with you, boy?
Oh, easy, fella.
What's wrong with Champ, Gene?
Oh, I don't know, Johnny. I don't see it. Hey, look.
Huh?
Over there.
Where?
Looking out from behind that clump of bushes.
Well, I'll be. Hey, looks like a man's leg.
Yeah, it sure does. Come on.
Is he dead, Gene?
I'm afraid he is, Johnny. Well, Pat, Johnny and I put the old man's body on camp, gathered up his belongings, and headed for the sheriff's office in town. When we got there, he called the mortician, and the three of us, Johnny, Sheriff Jim, and myself, sat down and tried to figure out what had happened.
Well, Gene, we ain't got much to go on, but one thing sure. The old man certainly didn't look like the type who'd be carrying much money.
No, but from the tools he had with him, we could guess that he might have been a prospector.
Yeah, I suppose so. But what's a prospector doing with a guitar?
At least me. Say, tell me, Jim, did you find anything in his pockets that might help him?
Not much, Gene. Just the usual stuff. An old wallet with identification, picture of a young gal, a rabbit's foot, two keys, a pipe, and an old newspaper clipping about what must have been his son's marriage. And, oh, yeah, neatly tucked away in his wallet behind the gal's picture was this poem.
Poem? Do you mind if I look at it?
Why, heck no. Help yourself.
What's it say, Gene?
Life is just what you make it. So wear not a master's chain. If riches be your goal in life, you've only you to blame. For the key to being natural is a battered old guitar. It's music gone, but deep inside are memories from afar.
Sounds like the old boy was kind of a dreamer, don't it?
Yeah.
What was his name, Sheriff?
Well, according to his identification card, his name was Charles Powell, Johnny. Lived in Jefferson City. I checked, and his nearest of kin, according to the marshal over there, is a daughter named Rosemary Powell, living in the same city. By the way, Gene, you can do me a favor if you will.
I'll be glad to if I can, Jim.
Will you take these belongings of the old man's over to his daughter and complete the routine questioning? I do it myself, but I'm supposed to have a meeting with the mayor in an hour, and it's liable to take most of the day.
Well, just consider it done, Jim. But there's just one thing. Am I going to be the first to tell her about what happened to her dad?
Don't worry about that. By now, the marshal's office has been in touch with her.
Well, good. Well, I guess we'll get on the way then, Sheriff. I'll check with you when I get back.
Right, Gene, and thanks.
Well, Pat, I sent Johnny on back to the ranch, got the old man's stuff together in a bundle, and then Champion and I headed for Jefferson City. But what I didn't know at the time was that a few miles from where I was, there were two other fellows who were also interested in the old man's belongings.
Well, it's about time you got back. Did you get the old man?
Yeah, I got him all right. Not the map.
What? Are you blundering fool? Did you search everything?
Sure I did. I'm telling you, Tony, he didn't have the map with him. There was a wallet, but it just had a lot of junk in it. Pictures, identification, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was also some screwy poem about life and riches and a guitar or something. That didn't make no sense.
Are you sure that... Wait a minute. Did you say a poem?
Yeah, but...
What did it say?
I don't remember, Tony. Like I said, it didn't make sense.
Oh, so it didn't make sense. Don't you realize that poem was probably a clue of some kind?
Okay, okay. Don't get sore. The old man had a daughter over in Jefferson City. Like as not, they took all his stuff over the door, including the poem. I'll get it.
You better. And this time, I don't want no slip-up. Get that poem.
Well, I guess that's everything, Miss Powell. That is, and if you can throw some light on how or by whom your dad might have been killed.
I'm sorry I can't, Mr. Autry. As I told the marshal here in Jefferson City, I didn't see Dad very often. However, I'm not surprised this happened.
Why do you say that?
Well, he's much as prophesied of himself in the last letter I got from him almost 2 weeks ago. He wrote me then he was on the verge of striking a grip. He also said that two other men had threatened to kill him unless he cut them in.
Did he say who they were or who the other fellows might be?
No. He only mentioned that if something did happen to him, he'd somehow let me know where the mine was.
Oh, I see. Look, Miss Powell, could I take your dad's guitar and this poem we found in his wallet back to town with me? The sheriff and I are following every lead in an attempt to find the man or men who shot your father. These things might help.
Of course. Take them with you.
Thanks. In the meantime, if there's anything we can do for you, don't hesitate to call on us. Well, Pat, I took the guitar along with the coin we found in the old man's wallet and headed back to town. But on the way, I decided to stop and take another look at the spot where Charlie Powell had been killed. In the meantime, though, while I was doing that...
Yes?
Pardon me, lady, but I'm the deputy sheriff from over in Cody County where your father was killed. I was wondering if you could let me take a look at his things.
Oh, why, yes, of course. Come in.
Thank you.
Those are his things over there on that table.
Good. There. Here's his wallet. Now to find that poem he had with
him. Did you say poem?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, nothing except I let one of the men have it. He's working on a case with you. A Mr. Autry.
Autry?
That's right. He must have just missed him. He left here not over 5 minutes ago.
Did he say where he was going?
No, not that I remember.
Thanks anyway, lady. Must have been a little mix-up somewhere along the line. I'll get him back at the office.
Well, Pat, meanwhile, Champ and I had gone to the spot where the old man had been killed. I got off, did a little looking around, but couldn't find a thing. So since it was getting late, I decided to head back to town and check the sheriff's room again. Anyway, I remember we'd just gone a couple of hundred yards when Champ made a sudden bullet off the trail.
What's wrong with you?
Boy, that was a close one. You got behind this lock just in time, boy. They're after me now. Well, I'll tell you. There must be something mighty important in either this poem, this guitar, or both. So after taking a good look around and making sure nobody was going to take any more pot shots at me, I decided to get back to Melody Ranch instead of going to the sheriff's office. He'd probably gone home anyway, and beside, I wanted to do a little thinking.
Honest, F.P. Dean, you've been reading that silly poem and playing that guitar for almost 3 hours now. Why don't you give up and go to bed?
I will a little bit, Johnny. Music's gone, but deep inside, I'm lonely from afar. Oh, I give up. But it's got to be... Hey, I've got an idea. You read it through once, Johnny. Maybe that'll help.
Okay, you know. Brother, I never thought I'd take up poetry.
Never mind the chatter. Just read what it says.
Life is what you make it, so we're not a mess of shame. If riches be your goal in life, you only got yourself to blame.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Start all over again. And go slow.
Life is what you make it, so we're not a mess of shame. If riches be your goal in life, then you've only you to blame. For the key to being natural like this matter...
Hold it, Johnny, hold it. I think I got it. You didn't think of that before.
What did you think of what before?
The key to being natural. Yes, you know. It is to be natural, Johnny. That's what it is.
I still don't see what you're trying to prove.
What's it, Johnny? You just watch.
Well, I'll be. Hey, the whole front of it snapped wide open.
That was the clue, Johnny. When I came to be natural, too, Mr. Stone had false open front open.
And he, look there, inside the cover, a lamp burned in the wood.
That sure is, Johnny. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the map that the old man Powell's big straight stuff.
I'll take that guitar.
Hey, what? The...
Don't reach either one of you. Get the guns left.
I sure thing, Tony. Okay. Here they are.
So we're the two who killed old man Powell.
You're half right, cowboy. I planned it. Leslie did it. But you're going to be too dead to tell anybody. Now give me that guitar.
Well, suppose instead you come and get it.
I said hand it to me. And I might add my finger's getting a little sticky on this trigger.
Okay. You win.
I always win, cowboy.
I bet you do.
Well, here it is.
Why, you...
That
other one, Johnny.
I've got
him.
Now, then, listen.
Drop that gun. Let go of my arm. You're breaking it. I'll drop it.
That's better.
There.
All right, Johnny, now let's get these mavericks into the sheriff. That's the way I got that battered up guitar.
Oh, boy. No wonder you hung it up over the fireplace.
Well, if you ever save my life, I'll hang you up there, too. With a rope around your neck.
Oh. Well, I guess it just proves the old saying.
What old saying?
Music casts charms. I mean, music masks charms. Music has more. Oh, I mean, oh, forget it.
You know, folks, if you were to take a poll of the most famous Western songs of all time, I have a little doubt that this next song would rank right at the top. For to think of the West means to think of its music, and to think of its music means to think of this song. So if the boys and girls will join me, here it is. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Cloudy all day.
Here's a melody I dare say is familiar to most of you. It bears the simple title, Yours. And we sincerely hope it is. Yours till the stars have no glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours till the end of life's story. This pledge to you.
Information and education.